Hello, Indiana. It is wonderful to be back home again. Thank you all for coming out. And it's a special joy to be introduced tonight by the governor-elect of the state of Indiana, Eric Holcomb, and his wonderful wife, Janet. We're also so moved to have so many neighbors and friends to give us this warm welcome home tonight. Especially grateful to be joined by one of the great public servants in my lifetime in the state of Indiana. I know he is here. Senator Dan Coats and his wife, Marsha, are with us. Would you join us in thanking them for a lifetime of service to the state of Indiana? And also grateful to be joined with newly reelected majorities in the Indiana General Assembly by Speaker Brian Bosman and his wonderful wife, Cheryl. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you for honoring us tonight. And to all who are gathered here today, we are deeply humbled and moved by this warm Hoosier homecoming. You know, in my life, I've been blessed in so many ways. Blessed to represent my hometown in our nation's capital. Blessed to have had the opportunity to serve as governor of the greatest state in the greatest nation on earth. But I am deeply humbled to stand among my neighbors and friends with my family at my side to know that it will be my great honor to take that lifetime of experience to serve as the Vice President of the United States of America. And I want to thank you all. I'm just here to say thanks and here to give lots of hugs. First and foremost, I want to thank the love of my life, a girl I met at the very same church where we voted on Tuesday, who has been at my side for 31 years, been at my side over the course of this campaign over the last 4 months, and she is going to be an extraordinary second lady of the United States of America, my wife, Karen Penn. And we're so grateful to our children, our son, Michael Joseph, who couldn't be here today, serving in the Marine Corps, our wonderful daughter, Audrey, who's overseas. But I want to give a special thanks to our first daughter, our middle child, who literally traveled across the entire country with her mom and dad. I said she was babysitting her parents while they ran for Vice President of the United States. This is an amazing young lady, our daughter Charlotte, and we couldn't be more proud and more grateful. And I want to thank my parents. My dad, who I have a feeling is looking down from glory and very surprised. And I want to thank my mom, whose energy, whose love of this country as the daughter of immigrants, whose passion for service and passion for our family continues to animate all of my life. Mom, thank you. Thank you so much. And back here, the welcoming committee at the bottom of the stairs, my big disastrous family, the whole Pence family, we just love you and thank you so much for being there and carrying us with your love and your prayers. And I want to thank my father-in-law, Bernie Barcio, who we consider him part of the Pence family, whether he wants to that label or not. Lastly, I want to thank all the people whose support, whose kindness, whose example has raised us up. Make no mistake about it. The example of the people of Indiana, the example of the state of Indiana in leadership that you have supported, carried us to this position. And I promise you, every day we will work our hearts out to make Indiana proud. I just have a few things to ask of each of you. Number one, I ask you to support our president-elect Donald Trump as he prepares to assume the duties of the highest office in the land. As support our newly reelected majorities in the House and the Senate, and support Senator Todd Young as he partners with us to make America great again. I also ask you to support the strong leadership that has taken Indiana to record employment, to be the fiscal envy of the country, to be a nationally recognized leader in education, innovation, infrastructure, and even health care. By supporting our governor-elect Eric Holcomb and his family, supporting Speaker Bosma in the General Assembly, supporting Senator Long, and all the great statewide leaders who will be moving our state forward. Our responsibilities will broaden, but we will be looking on fondly at the progress of Indiana as Indiana will continue to set the pace for the country. And lastly, I would ask each one of you to pray for us. Pray for us that we might serve with integrity of heart, with the grace, and with the common sense that is synonymous with the name Hoosier. And I also ask you to pray for our country. I pray that that we might find our way forward as a nation, that we might renew the American dream, that we might create new opportunities to improve the lives of the people of this nation, and in that way to heal the divisions in our country and move forward to a more prosperous future. And move forward with firm reliance on providence as one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So let me say on behalf of my family, and my kids, mom, our whole extended family, I just want to say thank you. Everything I am, everything I will ever be, I owe to God, my parents, my family, and the good people of the great state of Indiana. And so let me just say to each one of you, I hope you will always know, that wherever my duties take me as Vice President of the United States of America, every morning that I wake up, my heart will always be where the moonlight is fair along the Wabash. And from the fields there come the breath of new mown hay, where I know the candlelights will always be gleaming through the sycamores on the banks of the Wabash far away. Thank you, Indiana. God bless you. We're going to work our hearts out to make you proud.